This is Free Talk Live, and you're listening to my show. My name is Mark. And Russell's sitting in with me. Russell, you've got to approach that mic from just a different angle there. You've got to talk into it like I'm talking into it, and then people can hear you. But, yeah, tonight the and Ian's away, so the inmates have taken over the asylum this evening. And we're going to have, actually, we've got a special guest on the line, Stefan Molyneux. Do I got you there?
You know, that's for an American, that is not a bad pronunciation. You get an honorary Gaelic signal. So good for you.
Why don't you pronounce it for me?
Stefan Molyneux.
Stefan Molyneux. Molyneux. Okay, well, you know, what are you going to do? So, Stefan, give me the 30-second elevator speech, and then I got a call that we're going to take.
Oh, sure. Well, thank you very much for having me on. My name is Stefan Molyneux. I run a website called freedomainradio.com, which is the number one philosophy podcast on the net, and I take it from a libertarian or anarcho-capitalist standpoint, and we deal with a variety of subjects, got some books out, very happy to be here. Away with the callers, I say.
I say the same thing. Russell, I'll give you your chance for your elevator speech in a little while. All right, and I've got Ziggy on the line, the amp line here. You can give us a call at 1-800-259-9231 on the SACL CAI toll-free line if you'd like to talk. Ziggy?
Hi, guys. Right, yeah, I was going to pick up on some things you said yesterday about the Communist Party Manifesto.
Yeah, we were talking about the Communist Manifesto last night on the show.
Yeah, well, I used to be a communist, so I know it very well.
I was, I guess, in high school for a long time.
Yeah. Was it Nickel Toby with you last night? He mentioned that anarcho-communists, that is, anarcho-syndicists, were the true Marxists.
I think we said something like that. But essentially,
That is actually true, because Marx said that the state would eventually disappear. But he also never said that the state should own the means of production. He always said the people should own the means of production. It was Lenin who translated it, meaning that the state should own the means of production.
So, under Marx's his utopia that he was hoping for with communism, there wouldn't really be a state. It would wither away, and we would all live happily together, wanting exactly the same things. Can you imagine a world where everybody wants the same thing? It seems ludicrous to me.
Yeah, well, two more points. First of all, you said that there would be equal liability. Israel, everyone has conscription.
Israel has conscription, yeah.
Yeah, this is all about equal liability. There's another term for it. It's called collective guilt.
Collective guilt, okay.
Yeah. Basically, the reason Israel everyone does conscription, first of all, it's a small country with some hostile neighbors. But it's also about, you know, putting the team together, if you know what I mean. Encouraging people to fight for their country. It's the same kind of thing as equal liability.
So, equal liability, you say, is it's somehow attached to conscription? I mean, that's what equal liability means? Because I really didn't know what the terminology
is. What I'm saying is that basically Israel's Israel's policy, the conscription policy, is kind of a it's kind of equal liability in itself.
Okay.
Yeah. And the other point I was going to make was the fact that, of course, no one owns any property.
Under communism.
Yeah, but the property is of the people.
Right. And I think that's the part about communism that most people just aren't ever going to get. Because everybody has property. Everybody has things that are important to them.
Right.
If it's just photographs.
Yeah, have you ever heard of a term called geolibertarianism?
No.
Right. Well, geolibertarians don't believe you own the land.
Okay, I've heard
now,
this.
Yeah, but basically, if you bought a house, you own the house, the land underneath the house you have to pay a lease for.
Okay, to whom?
To the government, basically.
The government owns the land?
Well, the government owns, or the people own the land. A lot of, I remember you were talking about property taxes last night. A lot of geolibertarians go on about this thing over here called property value tax.
Property value tax, okay.
Yeah, because they believe that you don't actually own the land.
Okay.
You only own the property on the land. Therefore, you must pay a lease. If you see what I mean.
Sounds like what we've got today.
Yeah. You know, I think it's just, you know, basically geolibertarianism is kind of an offshoot of anarchism in the sense that, you know, anarchists don't believe that you ever own the land.
I see. Well, I have to disagree. I have to kindly disagree with them.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not a geolibertarian, and to be honest, I think it's all a bit too complicated.
Yeah, it does seem a little strange. Just everybody owning the land, and then everybody's the government, and then, of course, those people in the government get to do what they want with the money that you pay for the lease, and that's the whole problem all over again.
Yeah. Well, anyways, I thought I'd just put my thoughts in.
Thanks, Siggy.
Yeah, cheers. Bye.
Yep. Stefan, what do you think about the government owning the land there? Geolibertarianism. Have you heard of this before?
Yeah, no, I've heard of that kind of stuff, and you hear these kinds of arguments floating around that land, it's the one thing they're not making any more of, right?
Yeah.
So that you can't subject that to a free market. My particular approach, just very briefly, is to say, well, if we're going to have any theory of property rights, then clearly it has to be universal and consistent for all people. Otherwise, it's just an opinion, like science or math is universal and consistent across the physical and numerical world.
Yep.
The theory about property just has to be consistent. So you can't say no one can own the land except a bunch of people called the government who can charge rent, because then some people can own the land and some people can't.
Right.
So I just generally prefer to say it's a universal theory. Everybody can own land, and we can for sure as a society figure out what a bunch of frontiers people with grade 4 education figured out 200 years ago, which is homesteading. It's not that big concept, but people get pretty hung up on it.
Well, there were some problems with homesteading, at least here in the States. I don't know how things were in Canada, but there were some problems with it. And, the government wanted to control how people homesteaded, and people wanted to have land of their own. And so there was sort of a conflict between what was real property rights and what the government, considered that what property rights were. The same way now that we're having problems with what is intellectual property and can people download music off the Internet and share their things.
Right.
Okay.
But it's interesting because I wonder if the conflict would have happened if it wasn't a conflict between a sort of private way of distributing the property and homesteading plus a government way. Usually it's a conflict between what people will do naturally and what the government tells them to do.
Yeah.
And without the government, people resolve it much more peacefully.
I concur with that. Well, we've got some more calls. JC in Utah.
Libertations, Mark.
Libertations, JC.
How are you guys doing this evening?
Good.
You know what? You didn't say, good, what's on your mind, like Ian.
Yeah, I know. I understand why he likes to get into the calls and get going. That's what people want and everything. And I'm just not quite willing to, jump on people just quite as hard as he is. But,
yeah, that's awesome. Hey, I was pleased as punch to hear you talk last week, was it? You were talking about the true definition of inflation.
Yeah, that's believe it or not, that is an issue that raises quite a bit of ire amongst our listeners. Many people believe the Keynesian, Keynes, the economist, his philosophy on what inflation is, which is, prices going up, and I think that's what everybody's pretty much taught in school, versus the Austrian economics, the Mises sort of definition, which is inflation is an increase in the monetary supply. It results in prices going up, but that's not what inflation is. Inflation is an increase in the monetary supply.
Exactly. And I think I have a great short story that will maybe win over a couple of those Keynesians who could be listening right now.
Please do.
You familiar with Salvador Dali?
I have heard of old Salvador Dali. He has, as a matter of fact, a museum in St. Petersburg, Florida, and I have seen many, many of his works.
Awesome. Most famous being the melting clock. But Salvador Dali, I heard the story that he didn't pay for a single meal in the last decade of his life.
You know, I've heard the same thing about Picasso. He just drew little pictures to pay for them.
Yeah, actually, yes.
He would go
to these restaurants. The restaurateur would give him the bill. He'd write a check, turn it over, and he would draw a picture on the back. Do you think those checks ever got to the bank?
I wouldn't take mine to the bank. I'm going to hold on to you, JC, and we'll get back to you. This is Free Talk Live. You can give us a call at 1-800-259-9231.
Does your family think your beliefs are crazy? Do you experience a nagging sense of worry that the world is becoming less free? Do you feel withdrawn or politically alienated from liberal and conservative friends? You are not alone. Statism hurts. IHS Summer Seminars can help. Visit LibertarianSeminars.com for more information on a happier future. This summer, the Institute for Humane Studies will be holding 14 seminars on liberty and libertarian thought at locations across the country. If you're a college student or recent graduate and interested in thoughtful discussion and challenging lectures, we want you to attend. Find out more at LibertarianSeminars.com. The deadline to apply is March 31st.
Available seminars include Liberty and Society and The Tradition of Liberty, Advanced Studies. Register online now at LibertarianSeminars.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Yes, there is a choice, a real alternative when it comes to news and information. The GCN Radio Network has become a world leader for those who want to know the truth. Visit GCNLive.com today and discover the amazing benefit of becoming a subscriber to the GCNLive.com Radio Club. By becoming a monthly subscriber, you gain access to higher quality audio streams of all of the compelling GCN broadcasts. A full archive of the shows are posted on a daily basis within 3 hours, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, fast forward, rewind, pause, and at the same time, you are supporting a beacon of free speech. Visit GCNLive.com and become a member. It's so easy. There's a choice. There is an alternative, and it's called GCNLive.com. Visit GCNLive.com today. You can also get the entire month of your favorite show on MP3 CD that plays on computers and most CD and DVD players for only $19.95. Go to GCNLive.com or call toll-free.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. Your radio insurrection. My name is Mark.
This is Russell.
That's right. And we also have special guest Stefan Molyneux on with us. And Stefan, you there?
I sure am. Thanks very much.
Excellent. Well, we're taking calls, and we were talking to JC in Utah. JC?
Indeed. Just recapping real quick, we were talking about how Salvador Dali, or maybe Picasso, I'm not really sure now.
One of those surrealists.
Yeah, there you go. But used to pay for meals with checks, and then draw pictures on the checks, sign them, and then eventually the whole region where he lived was covered in... restaurants that had framed checks that never went back to the bank.
That's pretty cool.
I just want to paint the picture that the U.S. dollar is kind of like this. We are, in effect, because we're the official oil currency of OPEC, which is crumbling, we're exporting oil coupons to the rest of the world. And what I want to impress upon on people is two things. Number one, the inflation that we think we see every morning on the TV has already happened. The money supply is already huge, and now the price level going up is just the side effect of that. And then the other thing I want to impress upon people, which is the great big light bulb for me, was as we fill the world with more and more dollars that are essentially oil coupons, every additional coupon that we create steals value from every dollar all over the globe.
Right.
We are, in effect, taxing every single country in the world.
Well, and mostly American citizens that have these dollars, too. Now, as far as an oil coupon, I think I kind of understand what you're saying, but I can't turn my dollar in to get any oil. My dollar's just a piece of paper with some green printing on it. Now, by the way, they're going to be putting colors on the $5 bill, which, of course, that's what they do in banana republics when their currency's tanking. Is they well, let's use colors, and
they make them pretty, huh?
Yep, that's what's happening. Every time the federal government, Federal Reserve, prints more dollars and then introduces those dollars into the marketplace, it dilutes the value that those dollars represent. So, therefore, prices have to go up. You have to spend more dollars to get the same stuff, and that's why the dollar has been being devalued since 1913.
Exactly. Now let's look at a scenario. Let's say it's Picasso, like you said. Let's say that some art critic says, you know what, Picasso was never really that good anyway. What's going to happen to all those framed checks that are sitting around?
Well, assuming the art critic had the sway to say that Picasso wasn't that good,
right, exactly.
then I guess they would become worth less or worthless.
Right, and people would send them back to the bank because the amount on the other side that's written for what was owed for the meal is greater value than the drawing on the back, and there's not enough bank probably to cover the money. You know, there's not enough money in the bank to cover the amount written on the checks, and that's what's happening right now. The value of our dollar is contingent on everybody in the world holding on to them, and when you have Venezuela plowing all of its dollars that it gets from selling oil into euros, and Iran 4 months ago admitting that they're not selling any oil for dollars at all now, just euros, and China diversifying their currency portfolio, which is code for we're dumping dollars and buying euros or something else.
Right. It's obvious to me that that our currency, the Federal Reserve note, will not be the world reserve currency in sometime in the relatively near future. I'm going to predict less than a decade, but I wouldn't be surprised if it happened in the next 2 years.
I wouldn't be surprised if this year is going to be very, very interesting.
If I had extra money, with the extra money that I have, and I do, I have gold and silver. One of the great places to get it is Midas Resources. At MidasResources.com, you can get this gold and silver, and it'll continue to go up. You see, the gold's just hit an all time high recently, as has silver, and. You know, it's. I see that. I just expect it to continue to go up.
Definitely. Hey, thanks for the time. Have a good one.
Thanks, JC.
Can I just? I'd just like to mention something as well. A friend of mine who's Russian was talking about. He's done some research into the sort of fall of the Soviet bloc that occurred in the 80s, and he said that one of the things that's interesting is that when those sort of on the inside who have all the information that we don't about what's happening with the currency and the deficit and so on,
right? The
when they realize, when they realize that the gravy train is going to go off the rails within their own terms, what happens is there's a huge acceleration in the pillaging of the public purse. So when you think it's going to last like 30 years or whatever, then you just take a certain amount. But when you realize it's only going to last 5 years, there's a feeding frenzy and there's a massive escalation in the amount of money that gets taken out of government because people realize that it just can't last. So they just start grabbing everything, you know, in this Indiana Jones style, like the door is coming down, you just stuff your cloak with everything. And that's what happened in Russia, and I would not be at all surprised if that situation is occurring as well in the U.S.
Yeah, I don't see it spiraling, but it seems like day by day you can just watch the dollar devalue against world currencies. You know, at one point, we here in the United States really considered Canadian dollars to be kind of play money, you know. It was like, I think it was 66 cents or 75 cents the Canadian dollar was, and it was never going to, a Canadian dollar couldn't possibly be worth what a U.S. dollar is. What is it now, Stefan?
Well, it's certainly been trading at par and was certainly above for a little while.
Above.
We've elevated above our usual monopoly money status vis-a-vis the U.S., but that's just because people are recognizing this, you know, $2 to $5 trillion liability of the war that's being funded by money printing, and they realize that that's going to have repercussions in the devaluing of the dollar, so they're going to other currencies, which, of course, is buoying up the Canadian and the euro and the yen and all those other currencies, and just dropping the dollar down a mineshaft.
Yeah, and the easiest way to hedge against this, if you're going to hold on to some money, because if you spend it, then you get something of value. You have a loaf of bread, or you have a car, or whatever you've bought it with, so you have something of real tangible value with your dollars. But if you're going to hold on to the dollars so that you can, you know, have some money in the future, best way to hold on to those right now is with something, you know, like either... I guess commodities, you know, stocks. Stocks I'm not so into right now, but I'm thinking that commodities, barrels of oil, things like that, good ways to go. Let's take another call. By the way, Stefan, I don't know what vis-a-vis means.
Oh, vis-a-vis? Relative to. Sorry.
Okay.
I just throw a few foreign words in, like my last name, just to keep things spicy. Please, go on.
All right, Freedom Frank in Oregon.
Hey guys, Stefan, thanks for coming on the show, because my question, I want to sort of direct to you. I didn't know you were going to be on today, but now that you are, I'm pleasantly surprised. My question is about voluntary society and how us as humans now in a state of society can get to that point a lot faster. Before humans evolved past the point of wanting to use violence on each other to achieve some kind of virtuous activity, and I've heard you say before on your show and on Mark Stevens' show that it's best if you just create your own personal network of liberty, with whether it's your friends or your family or maybe your business colleagues. But in doing that, I don't see how you are freeing yourself from the state when your entire existence and every activity you do for almost everyone in the world is...
Frank, we'll get to you when we get back for the break. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you want on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternatives sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145 today.
Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. Two-thirds of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan historically in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com.
Call 800-409-5633.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Blood sugar, cholesterol, and circulation levels return to normal. Arteries unclog. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance naturally with absolutely no negative side effects. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with a patient of his who started taking Heart and Body Extract.
I have a best experience with a gentleman who was a colleague of mine for many, many years. And so we got him this product, and he could not walk from his house to the mailbox to get his mail because he had congestive heart failure. And after being on this product for about 4 to 6 weeks, he was able to walk 15 minutes per day. And after 2 months, he was walking up to 3 miles per day.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
That's the Fickle CAI toll-free line. You're listening to Free Talk Live. It's my show. My name's Mark.
This is Russell.
And we've got special guest Stefan Molyneux, with whom we're speaking to regarding callers and that kind of thing. And we had Freedom Frank on the line. He was asking some questions about voluntary societies and picking Stefan's brain. Frank, you there? Hello, Frank. Frank going once.
Hello.
There we are.
Thank you.
Okay, so quickly recap your question and encapsulate it so Stefan can get it.
Okay, my question is on how do we as humans now get to a voluntary society as quick as possible before, or rather without relying on human evolution to get to the point where we do not want to use violence against people to achieve our own goals.
Because so what's it going to take to get us to liberty?
Yeah, without some kind of, you know, quantum leap of human evolution. I mean, it's just something that I struggle with as someone who is, you know, an anarchist or a free marketeer, however you want to classify yourself. You know, based on rights and these things are just concepts that, you know, there's no real rights, in my opinion. It's just something that we kind of delude ourselves into thinking so that we can coexist a little bit easier with ourselves.
Right. Well, I mean, this is the big cloud that's right at the core of libertarianism and whatever other sort of freedom movement political philosophies you want. And it always sort of reminds me of this old cartoon that there used to be floating around science departments when I was in university, which was there would be a guy with, you know, 6 million quadratic equations on a board, and then there'd be this little puff of vapor in the middle of his board, and then on the right side it was like, solved, right? And in the puff of vapor was written, here a miracle occurs.
Right.
It's always sort of struck me that that's a little bit. That's sort of where I've really tried to focus as much of my intellectual energies as possible, is trying to penetrate that thought cloud called, here a miracle occurs. And I'll give you a real, real short indication. I've got like sort of more podcasts than I'm too embarrassed to admit how many podcasts I've done. So so just have a look on the website. But very briefly, my training is as a historian, which means that you sort of have to start working from the facts. And the basic facts is that political libertarianism has for about 300 years, if you count sort of Adam Smith and onwards, tried to use political solutions to achieve political liberty. Throughout those three centuries plus, the state has grown bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, so that now we have, as a result of over three centuries of staggering efforts and investment of time, money, and energy, we have a state that is far bigger than when we started. So I generally conclude from that more of the same is not going to produce a different outcome. So that's a very, very brief explanation of why I don't think the political side is going to work. I think that what we need, I have an incredible faith or belief in the power of morality and ethics, and I've got this book, Universally Preferable Behavior, that is aiming to prove that this has all of this power and to prove how it can work. But the basic idea is that if you have people in your life who support taxation, who support, in essence, the initiation of the use of force against you, and you continue to have them in your life, then what you're basically saying is that ethics doesn't really mean that much. You're not really against the initiation of the use of force. It's kind of like a Sudoku, like an intellectual game. I'm not saying you, but someone. If we have the strength, I would say strength of character, to say to people, do you support the use of violence against me? And that doesn't mean cornering them, and that doesn't mean yelling at them. It doesn't mean being aggressive or abusive in any way, but saying, look, I believe that the use of force is wrong, the initiation of force is wrong. If you support the government, if you support taxation, then you support the initiation of the use of force, not in some abstract realm, but against me, personally, directly.
Or at least the threat thereof. Now,
if we just can sort of ease those people out of our lives, if they're not willing to listen to reason, if they can't disprove our thesis, and they continue to add that, then we take our ideas really seriously, that produces a real change in society. But, sorry, go ahead, Mark.
I was thinking about something that happened to me today. I was having lunch with my wife and my mother-in-law. My wife is extraordinarily pregnant at this point, and her mom's up here to be around for the birth. And her mom's a very nice lady. These are good folks. And I was telling her the story. She's pretty much what they call a yellow dog Democrat. She'll be a Democrat until the day she dies, kind of gal. And I like to talk to her about these. It's difficult to talk to me about anything but these sort of philosophies. And I was telling her the story about a gentleman in California who was arrested for not paying for his trash pickup. Now, he wasn't putting any trash out either. And she's like, good. she really does. I didn't get to explain it to her fully. I did explain it to her fully, and then she was a bit surprised to find out that here in Keene, New Hampshire, we actually have voluntary trash pickup in the sense that you pay someone to come and pick up your trash. She couldn't believe it. Her jaw hit the ground. She couldn't believe that trash would actually get picked up without the municipal government coming by and forcing you to pay for it. But so I guess she really does support that or whatever.
Right. And sorry, just one last point. I don't want to monopolize, but because, we're against monopolies.
Monopolize away.
But just to touch on it really briefly, just this one point. If we are willing to, because libertarians, we're always on the run, right? We're always running around trying to come up with more statistics, better arguments, another approach. We're like we run to the library, we run to the internet, we Google stuff, we get arguments, we run back, and we're the ones scurrying around. We're like the new mammals at the feet of the old dinosaurs or something. The way that I suggest turning that around is, and it just has to do with planting yourself like a big oak tree, right? And you say, I am against the use of violence to solve problems. And there's no sane human being on the world who's going to say, yes, let's have more violence to solve problems. So you plant yourself like an oak tree and you say, no, I'm not going to run around trying to get all these arguments for you and proving every Austrian theory of economics under the planet and so on. What I'm going to do is say, I don't support the use of violence to solve problems. If you support the state and you listen to me explain to you how the state uses violence to solve problems, if you continue to advocate the use of violence against me, then I can't have you in my life. And that's what it means, I think, to take your beliefs seriously. And if we stop running around trying to prove everything to everyone, but simply plant ourselves like an oak tree in the middle of the road and say, this is wrong, and if you continue to advocate violence against me, you can't be in my life. Now, I know that everybody goes to then say, well, we live in a desert island, we've got to go live in the woods, we've got to go, you know, be thorough and right. So on. But that's not, that doesn't happen. That's a fear that we have. But in my experience, and the experience of, I don't know how many listeners that have I've worked through these sorts of questions in my show, it doesn't happen. People change when you take a firm stand.
I have a quick comment about that. I understand that argument, and I have tried to apply it in my life as practical as I can. But the thing is in any semi-modern society in the world, you cannot do anything without enjoying the benefits of state violence. Even this phone call I am making is dependent on government coercive power of the FCC to protect this wave I am talking on that a company has purchased, probably through coercion. So it seems like a totally an unprincipled way. And if I really want to be nonviolent and live my life in a principled way, that I should just kill myself, because there's going to be no other way to
Sorry to interrupt. I mean, I know that argument really well, but fundamentally, you're not responsible for the world that you inherited. You and I, maybe Mark did, but you and I for sure didn't create the full status universe that we live in, right?
I absolutely did.
We just inherited this. Right. We just inherited this from prior generations, and we're doing our best to survive and to turn the world around in a difficult and coercive environment. We're not responsible for the actions of the state. We are not stained by the evil actions of other people.
Yeah, well, I'd like to get into that. As a matter of fact, I'm going to grill Stefan on the pit here when we get back. This is Mark and Russell at Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Give us a call.
Imagine for a moment that everyone trusted you. You would sell more, love more, and accomplish more than you ever imagined. Scientists have discovered the human hormone oxytocin increases people's trust in each other. Now with Liquid Trust, you can harness this power. Buy Liquid Trust now at 800-507-3718 or on the web at liquidtrustspray.com. Use code FTL to get free shipping.
Call 800-507-3718 or liquidtrustspray.com.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871. 888-212-8871.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. It's my show. My name is Mark.
This is Russell.
And we're bringing Free Talk Live to you. One thing you should know is that you can get the archives of the show for the last year's worth. They're available right at the website at freetalklive.com. The last 6 days are right on the right-hand side, and you can kind of fish around a little bit. Near there is the BitTorrent that you can get for the last year's worth of show. That's freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 9th through the 15th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to meet activists who are already achieving success in New Hampshire, kind of like Russell here, and learn how FSP early movers are already making a difference. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. That's porkfest.com. And we were just talking to Freedom Frank. We have Stefan Molyneux on the line, and Frank called in and addressed a question directly to Stefan. And Stefan, are you there?
I sure am.
Good. So we addressed a question directly to you regarding how would we get to freedom, and sort of your solution is to talk to people, the people that you know, and ask them, do they support violence or threats of violence, aggressive force against you? And it seemed like Frank was kind of muddied up in whether or not he could be a good and true libertarian or anarcho-capitalist or whatever it was, and Russell had some thoughts on that.
Yeah, well, that's a perfect question for you, Stefan, isn't it? You get that one all the time. What do you think would be the next step for him?
Well, I think that he should. The first thing that you need to do is I would say, not rush out into the world and start, you know, cornering people with the Socratic mode of questioning, but just to look into yourself to find your certainty about this stuff. There is nothing more powerful, I think, in the world than a really core certainty that you express in a calm and resolute kind of way. That's the kind of certainty that got equality for women, got rid of slavery, and so on. It's just that core moral certainty about where we're going. And so you stand firm. If you stand firm, the world will change. If you run around trying to convince the world with statistics and what I call the argument from effect, right, then you'll never, ever change anyone's mind fundamentally. Because libertarians, you know, we've all gone down this mad road, right, where somebody says, well, you know, without government, there'd be no national defense. And so we go and read up on all this national defense stuff, and we come back and say, well, you know, it could work this way, or it could work this way, or it could work this way, and so on. And then it's like, oh, well, without government, the poor would starve in the streets, and the old and the sick would expire in the gutter, and blah. And we go back and we say, well, here's how this could work. And that process never ends. And we're kind of just running around, not making any progress, and other people are directing the show. Whereas if we say it doesn't matter what happens as a result of virtue, it doesn't matter what happens as a result of the truth, it doesn't matter what happens if we put down this magic gun of government. What matters is that it's violence to begin with, and it's wrong.
Now, it seems like it's easy to talk to people in your own lives, and you can see changes like you're talking about, and you know that's why you're positive. But don't you think also a guy like him, he's frustrated with this thing he doesn't think he can change at all, this massive government. I mean, you could talk to your friends and separate yourself from, you know, the local bully, but there's still this monstrosity. What about,
yes,
what do we do
that,
with that
sorry,
person?
But that monstrosity, what we call the state is not a thing. It is a concept. It is a belief in people's minds. The state doesn't exist in external reality. You've got buildings, you've got guns, you've got uniforms, you've got jails, you've got people. Those are just physical things. If everybody stopped believing in the state tomorrow, there would be no state. Right? I mean, if we stop believing in the sun, there's still a sun, right? That's an objective and an empirical thing. But the state is just an idea in people's minds. And
well, what
when
happens,
you oppose the idea... Sorry, go ahead.
What happens when you... you're saying that you talk to a person about... do you believe in, you know, using force, something like that, and you want to separate yourself from somebody that says they do? Well, what if that person is a cop that's pulled you over?
Well,
how
yeah.
Does, how
mean,
does it work with
yeah.
him?
I mean, he's got the gun, and he obviously believes in the state, and he's well armed, and, you know, so you obey him, right, in the same way that,
well,
you know, if,
well,
if
why
you're
would,
kidnapped, you will... Sorry?
Well, why would you? Wouldn't
because,
it make sense to separate yourself from him somehow?
Well, I mean, to
maybe
me,
you should,
the
maybe you should
to
run.
To, you could, but to me, prevention, see, philosophy is all about prevention, not cure. Philosophy is like nutrition, not radiotherapy. So once you're in a situation where a cop is pointing a gun at you, philosophy is not going to help you that much, right? So it's not, there's no point quitting smoking after you have advanced lung cancer, right? So the whole point of philosophy is to avoid it, to say, okay, well, you know, try and work in environments where you pay legally a minimum amount of tax, you know, and don't speed, and just don't get the government involved in your life in any way that you can help avoid it, and so on. You know, pay off the hitmen, and then talk about the evils of violence, and that is the approach that I've sort of found works really well, and recognize that we can't change the state, and real freedom is without a doubt a multi-generational project. There's just no way to get rid of something this embedded without a multi-generational project. So given that we're not going to wake up tomorrow and live in a stateless world, how is it that we can achieve the most freedom? Because the way that we free other people is being the most free of ourselves. And if we're beating our heads against this fantasy of the state that we can't eliminate, we don't look very free to other people, and that doesn't seem to be very inviting, if that makes sense.
Well, it does. I mean, we are trying to eliminate the state within our lifetimes here at in New Hampshire for the Free State Project. As a matter of fact, we've got John, who's a member of the Free State Project, on the line. John? John, are you there? John going once.
Hi, guys.
Hey, John.
Hey
there.
Yeah, New Hampshire is certainly not perfect, and we've got a group of people here in New Hampshire that are trying to make it less perfect. I suppose in their mind, they think they're trying to make it just and fair. I suppose since you have a couple of guests, maybe I'll throw out a question rather than making a statement. We have property taxes here in New Hampshire, which are kind of localized, and we have this group of people who want to kind of throw out this idea to reject the pledge, as they call it. We're going to do this Saturday morning, so any listeners that are out there, be aware that your town meeting is tomorrow, and you need to be there to fight these bastards, if I can use that word on the air. They want to institute a broad-based tax. They want either a sales tax or an income tax, and my suspicion is that they actually want both, and my suspicion is that most people who support this sort of violence, theft, is because they support government because they believe, although they'll tell you it's for the children, what they actually believe is they are going to get more out of it than they put in. They want to take from their neighbors. They want to take from the next town over and the guy down the street, the people you can't see, the friends that you guys were just talking about. You guys had mentioned, so here's my question. You had mentioned earlier a little conversation about property tax and how that's kind of, you know, weird. What's more weird, to do a local property tax or some sort of tax where you just go after everybody in a broad-based thing?
Well, you know, a broad-based
and
sounds,
I just wanted to throw out one
so
more
scary,
warning
doesn't it?
To everybody in New Hampshire listening. Remember that tomorrow, even if you are not a voter, you have a right to go to your town hall and speak on a moral point that this is immoral to do this to your neighbors in the town across the line.
Thanks for calling, John. Now, Russell, which tax is better? Is it property tax, sales tax, income tax? Which tax is better?
Yeah, I know.
There has to be a better tax out there, right?
I know. The socialists around in New Hampshire like to use broad-based tax. That always reminds me of somebody like Al Gore wants to tax everything you got. You know, I just, all of them sound horrible.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing about the income tax that I hate more than anything, Stefan, I'll let you answer this in a second. One thing about the income tax that I hate more than anything is all the questions they ask you in the process of taking your income. With a property tax or sales tax, they don't ask you any questions, and so it's slightly less invasive.
It's less voluntary.
But, you know, I guess that's where I come in on it. I still think that all taxes are theft, and they're threats of violence, threats of taking my house away, and threats of putting me in jail. Stefan?
Well, I don't interact with slave masters. I mean, that's not a philosophy that I follow. And, you know, this guy's obviously doing the thing that he thinks is best to achieve liberty. I, you know, would respectfully disagree that approach is ever going to work. I don't beg my slave masters to hit me a little bit less. I don't beg them to hit me in the knee rather than the elbow. I just interact with them as little as I possibly can while constantly renouncing them as evil.
But Stefan, when they come to your door to take your house, you're saying that you want to give in to them. I mean, that, you know, that might be confusing to you.
Sorry, but they're not going to come to, they're not coming to my,
you pay
my
them?
House.
You pay
them? They're not coming to take my house.
You pay your
because
property
I pay
taxes?
My property taxes.
I see. So you pay off the...
Well, see, that sounds like begging.
Well, I don't know if it sounds like begging.
No. It's like, I'm not begging them to reduce my taxes. I know it's a shakedown. I know that it's thoroughly evil. And I also know that the vast majority of people think that it's virtuous because it educates the children and paves the roads, and they don't know yet, because you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah. Yep. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CIA line. Stefan, you're welcome to stay as long as you'd like. Would you like
to stay? Yeah, I can do a little longer if it's all right with you. I'm certainly enjoying myself.
It's a good time. We'll talk to you soon. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Give us a call.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In a world.